Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Barack Obama!
Hello, I'm Barack Obama, and I'm here to talk directly to you, the American people. Now, first, I want to address reports that my administration has been running a secret surveillance program. I can assure you, I have no secrets. And now, neither do you. The second thing I want to say is, don't worry, I'm okay. Even though, once again, someone tried to send me some poison in the mail. Now, apparently this person thought I opened my own mail. Let's be honest, I don't, but it was news to me that the Postal Service is still in business. We'll work on that. Now, I want to talk straight with you, the American people, about some of the scandals that have plagued several agencies in my administration. Now, of course, for the past several months, I have been giving my full attention to not knowing anything about these reports. I had no knowledge, no clue, didn't have the foggiest notion, and didn't have the slightest idea what was going on. That being said, you should be confident that I am in charge. Now, you all know I was an A student, but that doesn't pay. When stuff hits the fan, it's best to be prudent. Here is what I'd like to say. Don't know much about agencies, only what is on TV. Don't know what the DOJ might do, unless by chance I see it on The View. But the FBI plus IRS in my White House have become BS, 'cause the underlings don't speak to me. Don't know much, but please bear in mind that it's best to lead from behind. Don't know much about Libya. On Benghazi questions, just say duh. And if Eric Holder starts to look like he's using Nixon's old playbook, that's a blunder that is news to me. I am not in the loop. Now you all know the right wing keeps pressing, so now I must admit, at least it has stopped them from obsessing lately about my birth certificate. Don't know much if you're curious. Don't know about the Fast and Furious. Hope and change is still in full effect. I just hope they change the subject. I'm the captain of this great big ship, and the country's on a 4-year trip run by Carnival Cruise Lines and me. Thank you.
Live from the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C., it's the Capitol Steps, July 4th edition of Politics Takes the Holiday! And now, this public service announcement from our friends at the NSA.
Every click you make, each sick day you fake, every porn site break, Instagrams you take, I'll be watching you. At Farmville you cheat, you blog, you don't eat meat, and it ain't no treat reading your lame tweets. I hate watching you. friends with me. 'Cause Obama hears with his enormous ears, spied on the U.S. And we've had success. But of you, I'll guess that we still know less than the Chinese do. Since George Bush, we have had to change the laws. You're in our sights, we are just like Santa Claus. I've looked into the bromance between you guys. I wish that I didn't know your real bra size. And you lied on Match.com to me. I know where you've been. I know every sin. And you just can't win. Your privacy's as thin as the Kardashians.
Buenas noches, buenas noches. I am Enrique Peña Nieto, President of Mexico. I am here, of course, to support the immigration legislation pending before your American Congress. I am hoping one day to immigrate to your country and take the job of your president. Then I can live in the Casablanca. And as you might expect, I will do twice the work for half the pay. Now, will there be drawbacks? Certainly, 17 of my cousins will be living in the Oval Office. However, the Rose Garden will look immaculate. Now, one of the components of the immigration reform legislation is to permanently seal the borders between our two nations by building a 12-foot fence. I am in favor of this. Mostly because I have a factory that sells 13-foot ladders. You may have noticed that I am very dapper. This is true. However, I am not nearly as dapper as your senator and friend of immigration reform, Marco Rubio. Now, Marco Rubio, he is the leader of an immigration committee called the Gang of Eight. This is not like a Mexican gang. It is far worse. It is a gang of American politicians. And Marco Rubio is their muy caliente comandante!
Woo! I'm in a great position, fat cats in gallop polls. I've got a premonition, I'm gonna score a goal!
Check out his legislation, he has a clever plan. A Telemundo station is going to buy C-SPAN.
They'll make a path to citizenship, I will take a stand.
We have a path we've used for years for getting to your land. It's called Rio Grande.
Come on! Upside, inside out, we're living la vida, Marco. There can be no doubt,
we'll follow the lead of Marco.
Soon the world will shout that I have a certain Marco.
We'll push this bill out.
Obama can't veto Marco.
That's right.
Live in la vida, Marco.
Oh, come on.
Live in la vida, Marco.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. Now I need for you to meet my nephew, Juan. I have brought him here from Mexico to meet his hero, Marco Rubio. But we cannot send him back home. You don't want to get rid of Juan. He loves America. He loves everything about America. He loves to do American things like drive his Toyota. Besides, you don't want to get rid of Juan. I mean, nobody wants a salad that costs $500.
Juan. We are in a thicket, 'cause we like our food real cheap. Juan.
If he doesn't pick it, a grape costs more than a Jeep.
Give us your masses of huddled and poor who yearn.
I can breathe free, which is good, given what I earn.
Juan, things that we agree
on if we build a border fence. A builder's in the U.S. would cost a ton, son. Since we face a big expense here, who will have to build a fence here? Guys like one.
That's me.
Welcome to the cafeteria at IKEA, where our meatballs have a secret ingredient.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. IKEA will serve it for your first course. Our meatballs have a famous source. They're made of Mr. Ed. Now Burger King says they served him too. Their patties had meat that didn't moo. They told a Whopper 'cause they knew it was horse meat on your bread. What a yuckity yuck mistake, but please don't have a cow. Who'd have thought instead of steak they'd be serving horse balls now? So don't be a vegetarian. Get meat with its own veterinarian. We'll serve it hay and it will neigh. Well, listen to this.
I am Mr. Ed.
Ladies and gentlemen, with sequestration taking effect and yet more deadlines approaching, we have gathered some of the top-ranking Democrats and Republicans in the Congress. Please welcome Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. Senator Mitch McConnell. And the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Barbara Mikulski.
We have looked for common ground, and each person says as if.
And it looks like we have thrown the country off a fiscal cliff.
If we can't get it together with this economic mess,
we just might miss our next recess.
Sure, we can't come to any kind of agreement on this economic disaster, but what would you do? Since it seems that each and every one of us up here has the brains and the maturity of a honey boo-boo.
So we need someone to blame somewhere in the world.
Don't you pin the blame on me. I've done nothing.
Yes, I agree.
Why'd we pass this legislation? Why did we force our own hand?
Since we could not meet our deadlines, there were cuts throughout the land.
And the middle class has lost its tech break, just like we all feared.
Thank goodness we aren't up this year.
I don't see any way around this problem. It's an enormous fiscal hurdle. But it makes sense that things always progress slowly when you consider Mitch McConnell looks exactly like a turtle.
So we'll pass legislation today to take at least one problem away, to make sure they cannot sequester our pay.
I'm a private detective. My mother named me Hugh. My father named me Jim. Last name's Bissell, so people call me Hugh Jimbissell. Stick with me, we got a long way to go here. Well, the economy hit me hard. I was working less than Paula Deen during Black History Month. Things were so bad, I went and took a karate class because, well, I just really needed a belt. One night I got home, it was late. I was tired, too tired to sleep, so I flipped on the TV. I didn't feel like watching the news, so I put it on the Fox. Fortunately for me, the phone rang. Somebody had a real big assignment for me. My assignment was simple, yet complicated. Modest, albeit complex. Facile, yet strangely abstruse. What can I say? I got a thesaurus for Christmas. I was to find out what happened to that whistleblower, Edward Snowden. Apparently, he was on the lam. Well, I could relate. I was actually on the lam once until the farmer got a restraining order. Did I say that out loud? My contact wanted to know how long it would take to track down Snowden. I said, hey, only a fool would answer that. So I said about 3 weeks. Well, at one point, Snowden had been spotted in Moscow. The only direct flight to Moscow was out of JFK. So I booked a flight on Southwest from LaGuardia to JFK. Sure, a cab might have been faster, but I liked the nuts. We connected in Boise, San Francisco, and Newark. When I got to Moscow, I headed straight for the Kremlin. I thought if I could only meet with Vladimir Putin, we could straighten this whole thing out. But there was an incident. Turns out Putin stole my exact replica of the championship ring from Super Bowl 39 that I got out of a box of Fruity Pebbles. What's more, if you must know, I'm the reason that Putin got divorced. Yeah, I slept with his wife. Turns out she just wanted a man who wasn't always Russian. Well, I asked for the flight information out of this country. They gave me a stack of papers. I mean, it was a lot of papers. It was so thick, I thought it was the menu for the Moscow Cheesecake Factory. It's a thick menu. So, someone said maybe Snowden had escaped to Cuba. I knew I couldn't go there. I had an extreme fear of both bays and pigs. Plus, I couldn't talk to Fidel Castro. He couldn't tell me anything. That guy was so old, the New York Yankees were thinking of offering him a 5-year contract. My worst fear was that Snowden would flee to Latin America, because I definitely forgot how to speak Latin. In fact, my high school Latin teacher once called me the Latin word for stupid. At least I think he did, I have no idea. I realized the only thing that was going to get me to find Snowden was to start thinking like him. But that's when it hit me. I was looking for a high school dropout who gave up a 6-figure salary while living in Hawaii with a pole dancing girlfriend. Hey, even I'm not that stupid.
Want to attempt to become tax exempt? Well, you'll soon learn the government's game, and you'll find that the norm is a 1,000-page form if Tea Party is part of your name. When IRS guys are smiling and you're on the liberals list, and they say you missed a filing, they act like proctologists. No deductions for tinfoil headgear, 'cause you think they're out to get you. Sure, the IRS has groups they repress. You're not paranoid when it's true. When IRS guys come prying and they say they know your type, although with laws you've been complying, they'll treat you like Wesley Snipes. They'll take your hard-earned dollars, then for conferences way overpay.
So just send the address of the IRS to your friends in the NRA.
For today's tuneless music, well, get out your rocker and get ready to rock and roll with those granddaddies of Grand Pop. Now, on their 50th anniversary tour, it's the Rolling Stones!
Fifty years of rock and roll gave me high cholesterol. I called my doctor, who says I need
Angie,
Oplasty. From my toes up to my ears,
Angie,
Oplasty. Before my veins all disappear.
That's right, take a walker on the wild side with this gum-gnashing, cane-pounding rock!
I see a bald spot and I want to paint it black.
Give me some Elmer's glue so I can glue it back.
My locks are thinning there with every single year.
And now I part my hair an inch above my ear.
Oh yes, they've really got a poly grip on things, haven't they?
My spine is stuck from too much hip gyration. My lips are disconnected from my bones. I can't eat food that's Mexican or Asian. I'll get a case of rolling kidney stones. I said you can't always eat what you want.
Come on!
You can't always eat what you want.
Especially if it's cheese.
You can't always eat what you want.
But if you smart instead and bake some bread, you'll
get what you need.
Oh, yes! That's right, folks. You'll also get great hits like Time Is Not On My Side, Blood Sugar, Jumpin' Hot Flash, and this all-time classic!
It used to be the things we do would make the older generation look askance. But now we're golden oldies, and instead of planting pot, we're potting plants. Instead of getting whacked, I mean we use weed whackers on a patch of grass. When kids on mountain bikes tear up a yard, we say respect the older class. We're shouting,
hey, you get off of my lawn.
Hey, you
get off of my lawn.
Hey, you
get off of my lawn.
Get off of my lawn, would you?
That's right, folks. We accept Visa, Master, and Social Security cards. And if you order now, we'll even throw in a special Beatles retrospective from Rubber Soul to Rubber Pats.
I get by with a little help. I rely on a little help. I stay dry with a little help. From the pay.
We now take you to a secret meeting between Senator Mitch McConnell and Senator Harry Reid.
things are bad. Yeah. Congress's approval ratings are at an all-time low.
It's because we're so darn out of touch with everything. I mean, did you notice that the approval ratings for same-sex marriage is now at an all-time high?
It's like the only way we're going to improve our approval ratings would be if we were to... Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, Mitch.
And now, the end is here. Folks have lost hope. Our polls are scary. So, dear, I think it's clear we should elope. Let's go get married. Our re-election chance we can enhance. And that's why I say, since we're both guys, our polls will rise. Once you are my gay.
Oh, wow. This is just great. This little switch that you are hatching. But first, we must debate. Just who will pitch and who is catching.
Well, I think I am the man, but that could change. As politicians, sex won't grow stale since we don't fail to switch positions. So this is our plan, it's worth a try, to now be bipartisan guys. Don't filibuster our next kiss, 'cause with a crazy love like this, there's no debate, since we're both straight, it's really
yes, I am a representative from the new Iraqi government. And as you know, American troops recently withdrew from our country. And so the good news is, Iraq is ours. And the bad news is, Iraq is ours. Anywho, as soon as I got my new position with the Iraqi government, they sent me in for a physical. And the doctor checked me over, he looked at my chart, and he says to me, "You have 6 months to live." And I said, "Yahoo! That's more than most people in Iraqi government will live." So I have that going for me. Now, my new position in the Iraqi government is Minister of Tourism. And in the spirit of encouraging many U.S. citizens to come and visit Iraq, we are going to drop the old slogan, which was "Death to the Great Satan." So sorry about that. And we're going to replace it with something a little more enticing for an American audience. Now, you all seem like the perfect focus group for some of the slogans that my committee has been working very hard to come up with. I'm going to try them for you right now. Okay, slogan number one. Iraq, come here and feel better about your country. Very good. Okay, you like it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Slogan number two. Iraq, what happens in Fallujah stays in Fallujah. Very enticing, no? Okay. Slogan number three. Iraq, you'll come for the terrorists, you'll stay for the oil. Too soon? Okay, okay, maybe we make a little TV jingle for you instead, okay? Won't you come and tour Iraq? See the life that's so Islami. Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of Tikrit. When you hear a loud attack, let's just say the weather's balmy. I guess we should not meet on the Sunni side of the street. Let's all go walking at noon. The streets are all strewn just like a Flintstones cartoon. We've trouble with rubble. Maybe soon we'll have some luck. And at least we're not Saddam-y. Our state bird is the duck! On the sunny side, better run inside. Get my gun and hide in Tikrit. Y'all come back now, you hear? Bang! Right at ya! Right at ya!
This is the Capitol Steps July 4th radio show. We're now going to take a 30-second break so that stations can identify themselves. Now, all the way from across the pond, please welcome Kate Middleton, Duchess of Cambridge, and Her Majesty, the Queen of England.
Hello, hello, hello. We're so excited that Kate and William are expecting the first child any day now. I just can't wait to wave at it. Hello! Hello!
Oh, yes. Yes, as you Americans say, I have a scone in the oven. Oh! Oh, the baby just kicked.
Don't be ridiculous, darling. Royal babies don't kick. It either bowed or curtsied. We know it will be a beautiful baby, because after all, dare I say, you're even more beautiful than... what's her name?
Camilla.
Camilla!
Well, thank you. High praise indeed, Your Majesty.
Although I'm a bit concerned after seeing those tabloid photos of you, how shall we say, au naturel. I'm afraid if you tried to breastfeed, it could starve to death. Nothing there.
Really? That's what you're concerned about?
Yes.
Nothing from your side of the family? Not really, no. My fears are calling, so I pray before I sleep.
From centuries of inbreeding, our gene pool is not too deep.
Give good hair to my baby.
Prince William's locks are very thin.
It has got Charles's big ears. The sonogram was so clear. I thought that we were having twins.
Make an heir of this baby. This child's blood will be true blue.
What will happen if royal bums they're slapping?
It means a beheading to you.
Many babies cry with this one, will know why.
Why would he sob?
Someday I'll make him get a job. Oh, it's time for this baby. My water broke, as you can see. Oh, don't slip, Your Majesty!
Contractions, I am counting. Oh, look, the crowning.
That means this baby is royalty.
Here tonight on the Capitol Steps radio show, we have a new segment, Understanding Obamacare. I'm Angina. I served as a doctor for over 45 years, specializing in eye, ear, nose, and wallet. And I'm here to present this simple quiz. With just a few questions, you can determine whether you have chosen the wrong doctor under the new government-managed healthcare exchanges. Let's begin. Is your doctor's office in a trailer park? And does he answer the door by saying, "You're not from 60 Minutes, are you?" Have you ever thought the tongue depressor kind of tastes like a creamsicle? Does your plastic surgeon boast that he has worked on Kenny Rogers and Bruce Jenner? Does your internist think that a GI series refers to reruns of Hogan's Heroes? Has your doctor given you so many iron supplements that you find yourself compelled to face north? Ladies, have you ever been asked to undress completely for your podiatrist? And then you ended up on a video entitled Toes Gone Wild? Men, have you ever asked for Viagra and the doctor handed you two popsicle sticks and some duct tape? Has the doctor ever asked you to give him a hand while he turns his head and coughs? And finally, if the medical system should fail you, remember, for just $49, I can solve any of your medical problems. That's right. That's the cost of a one-way bus ticket to Canada. Good night.
We take you now to the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square in Rome, where the recently elected Pope is preparing to make a statement.
It isn't easy becoming Pope. The conclave is dull and takes way too long. Then you look up and see the white smoke drifting west. Then you're elected, and suddenly the press wants to know where you're from. They're asking you questions all day. Things like, what soccer team do you like best? Don't cry, I'm from Argentina, but still I speak great Italian. I can say buongiorno or buenos dias, but I like my vino from Argentina. Yes, I am from Argentina. And yes, this Pope is a Catholic. My desk is a maple, my hat is papal. I am realistic and Eucharistic. Have I said too much? There's nothing more to say of note. But I'm sure you all know that I won with the Hispanic vote.
Hey, I'm Congressman Daryl Issa, Chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. I'm going to get down to the bottom of this attack on our consulate in Libya. For this hearing, please welcome White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. Here's a question for Jay Carney as the spokesman, tell us please. Though the facts we are still sorting, lots of folks are now reporting that Benghazi you're distorting. It had nothing to do with an anti-Islam video. It's clear Obama knew. Now the truth is out. What are you gonna do?
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie.
Okay, well, oh, Hillary Clinton, what are you doing here?
Hello, boys. I just wanted to see how everything was going here. Here's a question, Mr. Issa. Raise your hand and tell us, please. You are calling us all liars, but my polls keep going higher. To the White House I aspire.
But it has nothing to do with the next White House election.
Audience, do you think that's true? You sing lie, lie, lie if it's me he's trying to screw. Here we go! Lie, lie, lie!
Truth is on my side.
What a lie, lie, lie.
Welcome to Al Jazeera. I'm your host, George Stepan Falafelis. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Gore recently sold his cable network, Current TV, to Al Jazeera. He made $100 million on the deal. I know what you're thinking. That's like $1 million per viewer. But we have big plans to expand our audience of American infidels. Al Jazeera is very proud to announce many new American-style programs, including Allah in the Family, Everybody Loves Ramadan, and of course, How I Met Your Mullah. But wait, there's more. We have a new theme song, and it's a sing-along. That's right, here's how it works. I will start, and when I tell you, you repeat after me. As you can see, we have a very lovely helper tonight. She has very nice eyebrows. Okay. Al Jazeera, trust in what you hear. Al Gore sold his station to Qatar. To succeed in TV biz does not really take a whiz. Oh, hey, pump the brakes, my man. First I take a whiz, then we all take a whiz together. Okay, let's try this right now. Take a whiz. Take a whiz. Oh, Al Jazeera couldn't be more clearer. We will be as big as Al Gore is. Once a hero, Gore is now a zero. Took big bucks from oil emirates. Though green fuels are growing fast, they won't be surpassing gas. Passing gas.
Passing gas.
Take a whiz.
Take a whiz.
Oh, Al Jazeera won't take ants for beer. But our Big Bang Theory will be real. Just kidding. Qatar's paying. Now some folks are saying that Al Gore is a big hypocrite. But I think it is clear cut. We can see that Al Gore's nuts. Al Gore's nuts.
Al Gore's
passing gas.
Passing gas.
Take a whiz.
Take a whiz.
Oh, now you hear our big finale's nearing. Here's the last verse.
I bet you can't wait. We have had some fun, that's great. But I cannot make you and you late. You late? No, 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 no. When I say you late, you late. Like this. Okay, ready? You late? Oh, very good, guys. We are like two blocks from the White House. I think an alarm just went off. You're getting the hang of it now. Okay. You late? Al Gore's nuts. Passing gas.
Passing gas.
Take a whiz.
Take a whiz.
Oh, Al Jazeera. Fair, unbalanced news. Okay.
Long ago, in a faraway land known as North Korea, a child was born to a famous family, and there was much excitement throughout the land. Here is his story. A child was born, it was such a thrill. He was born to a famous man named Kim Jong-il.
I love my son, though he wasn't planned. He was born with a silver nook in his hand. And when my boy grew up, he said to me,
I wanna be like you, Dad. I wanna be just like you.
A little brat since the cradle, that is Kim Jong-un.
Can I start a war?
Sure, someday soon.
When can I be president?
I don't know when, but you'll have a good time then, son. Gonna have a good time then.
So I told my dad, yes, I know it will be a really big pair of sunglasses to fill.
Yeah, if you want the respect, build a missile shield, or you'll wind up the Asian Rodney Dangerfield. When you see him and me, it is plain to see, my boy is just like me.
The nut didn't fall far from the tree.
Eating cats is a fable that is just unfair. Though I used lots of cats when I was grooming my hair.
Our family is unstable.
Yeah, that much is plain.
Our reputation will regain, Dad,
when Dennis Rodman says we're sane.
Hi there. Bill Clinton here, and my wife Hillary was an awesome Secretary of State. She traveled all over the world, long distances from home, leaving me all alone. She no longer has that position, and I don't think there's anybody sorrier than I am. I mean, the other night I was just trying to relax. She walked in on me right when I was reading Mitt Romney's Binders Full of Women. You know, when I think back over the course of my life, trials, tribulations, it doesn't matter, whatever it was, it feels like Hillary was always there with me. College, dealing with the draft, Hillary, right by my side. I got into politics. I lost my first bid for Congress. It didn't matter. Hillary, right by my side. I became the governor, and I had scandals. It didn't matter. Hillary, right by my side. Those scandals followed me to the White House. I was even impeached by the Senate. And Hillary, right by my side. I've had trouble since I left the White House. I've had trouble with my health scares. I had quadruple bypass surgery. And Hillary, right by my side. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, Hillary is really bad luck.
And now, an announcement from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Shut up. Yeah, how you doing? Now, as you know, there's been a whole whoop-de-doo about my lap band surgery and how I lost 40, 50 pounds. Look, the truth is, it is not the surgery that made me lose the weight. It's because I have not been able to, well, enjoy this delectable treat. And I'd like to dedicate my service to that right now, so I'm going to tell you about it. Twinkie, Twinkie, luscious snack, how I've worked to bring you back. In depression, I did plunge, without you, my cream-filled sponge. Though the good news, I suppose, I can finally see my toes. There's another verse, so keep shutting up. We need Twinkies and ho-hos, states that okayed pot laws know. So you now can smoke a joint. Without Twinkies, what's the point? Forget about it. Soon you will be back on sale. I'm too big to let you fail. Thanks a lot.
Hello? I am German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and we have a situation in Europe. It seems that the Germans are the only people not spending too much money. While the rest of the countries were out shopping, the Germans were at home practicing their marching. And now they want us to bail out the rest of Europe. Now, this would really annoy us if we didn't have such a good sense of humor! So, in order to raise some funds, I present to you a new musical, Grease. Get your tickets now, only 12 billion euros. Starring Greek Prime Minister of the Week, Lucas Stanakapita Papadopoulos. French President François Hollande. And me, Angela Merkel. Hit it. We won't tell Greeks how they should run their lives, but you cannot retire when you are 25.
We're all in danger, we should make a deal.
It's quite ironic that Greece is the squeaky wheel.
Greece is the worst.
You know the euro is in trouble and they're trying to blame it on the Greeks.
Keep talking, whoa, keep talking.
An economic bubble cause we work 10-hour weeks.
We'll keep that money, you bet we'll keep that money.
Oh, we'll send gifts to show remorse.
Not another Trojan horse.
There's another way to go.
Charge a grand for each gyro.
Hey, Greece is frightening. Go, 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 go. Greece is frightening and they always wonder what we're doing.
Greece frightening, whoa, Greece frightening.
Oh, Greece is frightening, we've always had a thing for ruin.
Greece frightening, whoa, Greece frightening.
Hey, it's a real Achilles heel. Greece is frightening.
Mein heart is saying fool, forget that. As head of state, I should let
be rude to them, that's just what I intend to do.
We're hopelessly devalued, it's true.
summer days, looking so lean.
Spending ways beyond their means.
Hey, we did not know what to do. I'd surrender if I were you. There's no doubt we should not bail you out, but oh, maybe China might.
Well, 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 you tell me more,
is the best thing to do.
Hey, tell me more,
how about talking to who?
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 The Chinese guy.
Oh.
China could save us for sure. In an hour, you'd be hungry for more.
China could give Greece a start. They could build a great Walmart.
No one sane would save us again, but...
Maybe China
Radio show was taped in front of a live and very pleasant smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, with thanks to the Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who prefer to remain anonymous, were Jenny Corbett, Kevin Corbett, Matt Pearson, Mike Thornton, Mike Tilford, and me, Dolores King Williams, all accompanied by the fabulous Howard Breitbart. We'd like to thank our technical crew, Greg Hammond, Andy Foss, Bob O'Hara, and John Simler, sound engineer Jim Smith, and press secretary general Bill Hurd. The Capital Steps latest CD is called Fiscal Shades of Gray. Check our website for information on this and all the Capital Steps CDs. Just go to capitalsteps.com for all the details. We're looking for friends on Facebook. And if you're ever in Washington, D.C., come see us here at the Reagan Building. Thanks for listening.